the company that they talk to often has dollar signs in their eyes, and also there's some important facts that they haven't realized about alternative energy. And so we want to share some things with you that we have picked up along the way, because we didn't have a lot of money to do this with. And so we want to share some things with you to help you to be able to do this in a cost-effective manner. Before we do, though, we need to take a look at a couple of definitions. And what we're interested in is becoming free from dependence on utilities. And that's a wonderful thing, isn't it? I mean, what happens to us when the power goes down in our area?
Well, when the power goes down in the valley, we live up 800 feet up off the valley floor up a mountain range. When the power goes off, our power stays on. We don't even know the power is off because we have Meissner Power and Light Company.
Beautiful thing. So there's a couple of definitions that we need to just make sure that we all are on the same sheet of music here. One is AC, alternating current. And where do we use AC?
See these lights? That's 120 volts AC, alternating current. In your home, most of your appliances, your lights, most everything in your home is 120, except your electric dryer, electric water heater, other things like that.
But whenever you plug something into the receptacle, or even run the blender, or what have you, we're talking AC, alternating current. Now, we have a problem with AC, though, because is there any way to store it?
No, not that we know of.
Yeah, and so in our alternative energy system, we are going to need to do some storage of electricity as well. And that's where DC, direct current, comes in. And you're familiar with DC as a form of your car batteries, 9-volt batteries, what have you. This DC, of course, can be stored. But DC does not lend itself to running long distances. So we're going to use both of these kinds of electricity in our system. Now, we want to talk to you first about backup systems, because this is something that a lot of people are interested in. They say, well, you know, we're not quite ready to go the full alternative energy route, but we would like to have some sort of a backup system so that if the power goes down for a little while, we have a way to continue to keep the refrigerator going, the freezer going, have some lights in the house, etc. And so with our backup system, the one that I would recommend is just keeping it simple and going with a generator and hooking it straight up to your house. And there's some reasons why I don't recommend going with a full alternative energy system if all you're interested in is backup power. One, the major reason is the cost. Because if you are going to invest in an alternative energy system, it doesn't make sense to continue to be hooked up to the power grid and pay that monthly bill every month. So if you're wanting to stay hooked up to the grid and you just want a backup system, then probably you're going to want to go just the generator route. Now, what are some advantages of going just with the generator for a backup system?
Well, for one thing, it's less costly. And another thing, it's an easy hookup. You don't have to have so much wiring done to hook up your generator to the main breaker in your house. You just get a transfer switch. An electrician would need to do that, unless you live in an area where they will let you hook it up yourself.
Now, of course, some downsides would be that you only have electricity when your generator is running. So if you want to have electricity 24 hours a day, how many hours a day are you going to have to run it? 24 hours a day, there you go. And what does this mean? This means a lot of money in fuel, wear and tear on your generator, and you're only going to have electricity until you run out of fuel. And then when you run out of fuel, what happens?
Boom.
That's it. So there's some pros and cons. This is only a short-term solution for a minor bump in the power grid. You get a power outage for a few days, something along those lines. However, if you're interested in becoming more independent for your power needs, then you're going to want to start looking at a real alternative energy system. We want to take a look at the basic theory of an alternative energy system. And with our basic theory, just to kind of simplify it and distill it down to its basic principles, we'll start out with any device that generates electricity. Now, this doesn't have to be just a Honda generator, does it?
No, not a bit.
What else could it be?
It could be a hydroelectric generator where you capture the energy in falling water to generate electricity. It could be a wind generator You folks know what a wind generator is. You just go east of here on I-10 and you'll find out thousands of them. Then also,
solar.
Yes, how could I miss that?
Ground zero for solar.
Absolutely. This is a wonderful area for solar.
And so you have a lot of options, but we're going to start out with anything that makes electricity. It doesn't matter what it is. And we're going to need to store the electricity. And we're going to store it in a battery bank. And once we've stored it in the battery bank, we want to be able to use it in our house. So we pull the electricity from our battery bank. Now you're probably wondering right now, what's the point of the battery bank? A battery bank, of course, is just the number of large, heavy-duty batteries that are wired together in a special way. We'll get into more detail of the specifics here this afternoon. But for right now, you just realize that this is a number of large, heavy-duty batteries wired together. And why do we need the batteries? Well, there's a number of reasons. One that comes to my mind is, with an alternative energy system, sometimes of the day, you're going to be generating more electricity than you use. Other times of the day, you're going to be using more electricity than you generate. Take solar, for instance. In the middle of a bright, sunny day, you're probably going to be generating more electricity than you use. However, once that sun sets, are you producing any electricity?
No.
No. And so what would be nice is if you had stored that extra electricity that you weren't using during the day in a battery bank so that when that sun sets, we've still got some power. We can run the lights, run the washing machine, whatever we need to do. And so this is the reason for a battery bank. And this is the basic theory. Now that doesn't seem like rocket science, does it?
It isn't amazing.
No, it's actually pretty simple. Now, we need to plug a few components in here and take a look at a very basic system. Now, the reason why we want to start out with a basic system is because of the upfront cost. Because if you go to an alternative energy company and just tell them you want the work, you could be up to quite a bit of money. Alternative energy systems can be as expensive as you want them to be. You can spend a lot of money on it. But what we want to look at is how you can do this as economically as possible. And how did we end up doing it? Did we just get everything that we have right now, or did we take it in steps, or how did we have to do it?
Well, I wish we could have gotten the whole system, purchased it, but we didn't have the money. We had enough money to get a diesel generator to start off with, and that's all we had, was just one diesel generator, had our mountain home wired the way a home is normally wired. And the only time we had electricity was when that diesel generator was running.
And so then we were able to save up a little bit and buy a battery bank and some other components, and then we were able to take another step and another step. So we did this thing in steps. And what I want to share with you right now is the first step that you can take to get your foot in the door with alternative energy for the least amount of upfront money. So we're going to start out with a diesel generator. Now realize, what we're about to show you is not necessarily the ultimate system. This is just a stepping stone, just to get you started with alternative energy, and then as we're able to, we'll add more components and get more independent. So we'll start out with a generator. This particular picture is a diesel generator, but it could be any kind of a generator. It's producing AC electricity. Now remember, what do we use in our house? AC electricity. But remember, we generate and then we store it in the battery. And what kind of electricity do our batteries use?
DC.
So we've got to have something to convert the AC into DC. And what is that? That's an inverter. A charger.
A charger, an inverter.
Inverter does the opposite. And so our generator is producing AC electricity. The charger converts that AC into DC so that we can now store the electricity in our battery bank. And you're familiar with the charger. When the battery runs down on your car, what do? You pull out the charger. And what is the charger doing? It's converting the AC electricity from your house into DC so you can charge your car battery up. Well, it's the same principle here. So now, we've run our generator for several hours, and we've gotten our batteries all topped off, ready to go, and we want to use that power in our house. Now what are we going to need? Because remember, this is DC, and what do we use in our house? AC. So what are we going to need to make that converter?
That's when we're going to need the inverter.
Okay, so now we need the inverter. And you notice, this is all on the same box here, because this little box actually does a number of different functions. This, for those of you over here, this box right here does a number of functions. It's an inverter, it's a charger, and a number of other functions as well. It's kind of the brain center of your operation. And this is your basic alternative energy system. Get your foot in the door for the least amount of upfront money. Now, you may be looking at this and thinking, well, wait a minute. I thought we were talking about becoming energy independent. This is still dependent upon diesel, and that's true. But remember, this is just a stepping stone. A lot of us are not in the financial position to go the full nine yards with a full-fledged, beautiful system at the start. So this is a stepping stone that gets us less dependent than we are right now. And how can I say that? Well, let's tell them some numbers about how our system would operate. This is kind of the way that we started out right here. And so how many hours can we get on our generator with a gallon of diesel?
Approximately a little over 2 hours.
Okay, so 2 hours, and then how many hours are we talking to charge the batteries up?
Around 3 to 4 hours.
Okay, so let's just be conservative and say 4 hours to charge our batteries up. Now, we don't have a huge battery bank. If we had one that was as large as we would like, it would take longer to charge them up. But we have a moderate-sized battery bank, and so it takes 4 hours to charge it up. So remember, 2 hours per gallon in our generator, so that means running the generator 4 hours is going to take how many gallons of diesel?
Two.
2 gallons of diesel will charge our battery bank up. Now, our batteries are all charged up, and just with normal usage, if we're being conservative, you know, running the light, the water pump, the blender now and then, vacuum cleaners, various stuff, how many days have we found that we could go with our batteries?
If we would wash our clothes during the time that we're charging, we run three and a half days.
Somewhere around there. So let's be conservative and say 3 days. Once our batteries are all charged up, then we can go approximately 3 days before we have to charge the batteries up again. So 2 gallons of diesel takes us 3 days. Of course, realize these numbers vary upon how much power you use and things like this. This is just from our experience. 2 gallons of diesel would take us about 3 days. So let's say that a guy has a little bit of fuel on hand. It's very common for people who live off the grid with a generator to have a rather large tank, maybe a 300-gallon tank or so, of fuel, because they find that it is much more convenient to fill a large tank up once a year than it is to haul fuel in 5-gallon containers, just from a convenience standpoint. So let's just say that a guy had only 100 gallons of fuel on hand. You can do the math. If 2 gallons will take us 3 days, 100 gallons will take us about 150 days, almost half a year. So how does this system get you less dependent than you are right now? Well, my question to you would be, right now, when the power goes off, how long do you have electricity for?
The question is, does power ever go off here?
Yeah.
So, power goes off instantly. Your refrigerator goes off, freezer goes off, food starts going bad there. If you live on a well, you're not getting another drop of water out of that well with the way that most people are set up. There are excellent alternatives, hand pumps. You can set up solar water pumps, but I'm just saying the way that most people are set up, power goes off, they're not getting another drop of water out of their well. Et cetera, things like this. And so you can see this system, even though it's not the ultimate, it gets you less dependent than you are right now for that least amount of upfront money and enables you to take the first step. And the beautiful thing about this is, are we able to use these components? Are we able to continue to use them when we upgrade later on?
Absolutely. You must have these to be able to upgrade later. So you're not throwing your money away when you get to this stage.
So this is step one. We're still going to need these. We're just going to add to it. So you take step one, if you're in a position where you can't go the full way immediately. Take step one, and then as you're able to, you can upgrade to a more advanced system, and we can start adding some things such as solar panels. Run them through a charge controller straight into the battery bank. Now remember, solar panels are producing DC electricity, so we can run them straight into the battery. We don't have to go through any of this conversion process. Or you could use, if you have a creek on your, if you have a piece of property, has a suitable creek, micro hydro generator is a great route to go. Wind turbines, water wheels, all these kinds of things are devices that are going to get you completely energy independent. And that is what we're shooting for, friends. Because the other is just a stepping stone. We're trying to get energy independent, and this is what we need to become energy independent.
And you'll be covering this in more detail about what, how much drop should a spring or a stream have, et cetera, et cetera. Nick will be going into that in more detail this afternoon.
Exactly. And so we'll be taking a look at some things that you need to know about generators, about batteries, inverters, and these various components. So this kind of gives you a brief overview of alternative energy, how it works together. You can see it's not some piece of rocket science that you can't figure out. It's quite simple, actually, and it is so rewarding to be able to produce your own electricity. And let me tell you, this is much superior to having just a generator backup system for numerous reasons. Yes, sir?
As you add to your unit, do you have to get a larger charger inverter?
If you... Okay, let me repeat the question. The question is, as you upgrade, do you have to get a larger charger, things like that? What I would recommend is buying components now where you won't have to upgrade. For instance, you can buy a very small charger right now that may be suitable for a small system but would not be suitable for a larger system. So certain of these components, like the inverter charger, you want to go ahead and, if possible, buy a unit that is large enough for you to grow into it.
Don't feel overwhelmed that you have to know all this technology. You really don't. All you have to do is to call an alternative energy company, and they on the phone will help you design your system. And you can tell them how you want to start. You want to start out with a basic system, then be able to add solar, hydroelectricity, wind power later. And then they can help you size the inverter correctly so you won't be going backwards and having to replace something.
Yes, sir. Question.
What's your basic cost under basic?
We'll be getting into that this afternoon. Question was, what was the basic cost? And there's a number of variables, so I need a little more time to work with that one, and we'll get into that this afternoon. Any other questions before we finish up here? Okay. Well, that brings us to the close of alternative energy. Oh, one question real quick. Great. Absolutely. Question was, can a generator run off of things like vegetable oil and things like that? Absolutely. A diesel generator. And my dad has run his diesel generator extensively on what we call taco juice. You know what taco juice is? It's used cooking oil from a Mexican restaurant. And we have also successfully run used cooking oil from an Oriental restaurant in a diesel vehicle that we have. And the exhaust smells like burned rice. It comes from an Oriental restaurant. And it also smells like burned tacos when you get it from a Mexican restaurant. So you don't want to be hungry when you're running the generator.
Let me give you a website to go to. DieselSecret.com. DieselSecret.com.
That's the method that we use to do the vegetable oil route. A lot of people will have these complicated biodiesel routes, and they may work. I've heard some concerns about them. This happens to be the way that we went, and it's a very simple method.
Let me tell you the deal I struck with this Mexican restaurant. I went in and talked to the owner, and I said, are you having to pay to have your cooking oil, used cooking oil, disposed? He said, yeah, it's about $40 a month. I said, well, I can dispose of it if you'll just give me one Mexican meal free. And I said, I don't drink alcohol, and I don't eat meat. We're vegetarians. So I said, one meal a week, or every time I come in and get the oil, I dispose of it free for one meal. He said, hey, you've got a deal. So my wife went in there. We'd go in about once a week, get the oil. I'd pay for her meal, and I'd get mine free. And everything was going fine until a man came and beat my price. He picked up the oil for free. So,
one more question over here.
Just a comment. I'm from back in Pennsylvania, and we have a lot of Amish there. I'm from that lineage, and they use a lot of this type of stuff too. But they also use a lot of propane. They run anything from the refrigeration to their washing machine to their light to their, you know, business.
Right.
And it's very economical. It's not that expensive either. It's not as not as expensive setup. You know, I like wind, I like, but if the wind is blowing, the sun ain't shining, you gotta get battery.
Right. He's mentioning that back in Pennsylvania, he's familiar with Amish that run a lot of things off of propane, and that is another route that you can go. Propane refrigerator, propane, different devices like this. And we'll mention a little bit about non-electric this afternoon. But the thing that I do like about this kind of a system is you're not even dependent upon the propane when once you get the solar or the wind or these kinds of things. You're completely free of using these resources and very independent. So anyway, we'll get into more details this afternoon.
Speaking of Pennsylvania, we went to Pennsylvania to pick up our wood cook stove, Amish-made wood cook stove. We have a DVD about wood cook stoves.